77 WABC.
Five on the drive home at 5, and for so many of you who grew up as I did as a baby boomer, that was the theme of Rocket J. Squirrel and Bo Winkle in the midst of the Cold War against Boris and Nastasha. But apparently, that Rocket J. Squirrel figure that we have in our mind was so positive, so patriotic, so ready to take on the Red Menace, has been sullied. And it's been sullied by one crazed, vicious, chomping squirrel with rabies, possibly, according to the health department authorities, who has been indiscriminately attacking men, women, and children in Prospect Park. So far, the victim total is 5. In fact, listen to this squirrel victim describe what transpired.
It jumped in the air at my hand, and it actually bit me. It bit me on my right thumb and scratched me on the right part of my arm.
This is after he tried to feed it, Stonard. But then, was he even seven-year-old child who was victimized by this crazed squirrel?
It kind of looked like a flying squirrel. He jumped on my arm, then he started to bite my arm.
What to do? Well, we've reached out to an expert, somebody who can give us tactical air support, as public enemy number one in New York City is not some Uzi-toting, dope-sucking, psychopathic killing machine, but rather a crazed squirrel who was attacking people indiscriminately in Prospect Park. Joseph Sia of the CNC Wildlife Management Firm. What can we possibly do to stop this menace?
Well, the article that was sent to me by Mr. Love indicated that the health commissioner said it was probably dead. And that's, you may not have to do anything, because that's likely true. I mean, rabies is something that will take a pretty quick effect. You know, if it's been there a couple of days, even 10 days, you know, a squirrel is more than likely dead. So I'm not sure you're really going to have to do anything. You could also, I was thinking about on the way, waiting for the call, I was thinking, what if they figured out where these attacks actually occurred, and they could probably pinpoint a territory. Squirrels are very territorial, and they could actually live trap it and remove it. You never know if it's going to be the squirrel that you're going to get. But if you try and pinpoint where these attacks occurred, you know, you might be able to effectively trap them out of there.
Joseph Sia, in almost each one of these cases, whether it was a child or an adult, they were approaching this enemy of society, this vicious squirrel, and attempting to feed them at that time with little breadcrumbs, with all different kinds of candies and other delights. Are they asking for it when they approach a squirrel and try to hand feed them?
Yeah, I mean, you never really want to feed wildlife. I mean, even the squirrel, you know, like you mentioned, you know, the cartoon Rocky. Everyone loves the, you know, the cartoons and everything. You make them sound like they're harmless animals, and they're not. You know, they can be. You know, if they're pushed into a situation, sure, they're going to attack. You know, I mean, they may not necessarily be rabid, but the fact that you have 5 cases in a relatively short period of time, it does indicate that there's some kind of disease. You don't really want to feed wildlife. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, if you want to set up a feeding station for deer or something like that, you know, if you have some property and you want to set something up like that, that's fine. Just keep them away from you, because you never really want to approach wildlife, and it's better for them, too. To keep them wild is better.
Now, Joseph Sia, you had mentioned the person who is in charge of trying to oversee the animal development, animal control in the city has said, oh, he's probably dead from rabies. But let's face it, there is a chance that he does not have rabies. So then what?
I mean, there is certainly a chance of that. I mean, you know, you're looking at, there could be a couple of other things. It could be something like distemper as well. You know, because some of the other diseases like that will have very similar effects. Rabies affects the cerebellum of the, affects motor coordination. You know, you have the two basic kinds, the furious kind, which is what you have right now with this squirrels indiscriminately attacking people. You also have dumb rabies, which paralyzes them, to the point where they can't move or anything like that. But, more than likely this animal is dead, and there's really nothing you have to do, but, I guess you could also trap them out of there, too. I mean, the rabies is something that the incubation period, I think, is 10 days. And, these folks that got bitten, they really need to go check themselves out with a physician and get a booster shot. Because once you show signs or symptoms of rabies, you're dead.
Now, even though it's not a popular sport up here our way in the Northeast sector, there have been some volunteer hunters in Tennessee where it is a sport, a squirrel shooting, who have volunteered to come up with their long rifles, clear out Prospect Park, and take out as many squirrels as possible. That's a good way of population control. Isn't that worth at least pursuing?
Not in Prospect Park, no. First of all, in New York State, you have a 500-foot rule for discharging a firearm. So that would be more than likely in that park, it's going to be illegal to do. You'd have to get written permission from everybody around the park, which is not going to happen. And, it's not a, randomly shooting up into a tree. That's not have your dog or, the hunter go to one side of the tree, he comes to your side, and then you shoot. Done a lot of squirrel hunting myself. The Northeast actually is very popular for squirrel hunting. I've done quite a bit of it myself.
I think we've lost Joseph C. He doesn't want to explore this, even though he's a squirrel hunter himself. I got to tell you, if you've ever been to Prospect Park, especially down there, Parkside, the circle there, a lot of guys are carrying guns anyway, and they're up to no good. They're thugging people up there. So just imagine if all of a sudden you just clear out the park for one day only, and you say, hey, look, go for it. Shoot as many squirrels as you can, right? That's right. Have a squirrel hunting day in Prospect Park. You do population control because you know how they fornicate and copulate like little bunny rabbits, like rats, like rodents. So you keep the population down, and if you kill like something like 500, 600 of these pesky little squirrels, well, then they have to start all over again, right? Just cap a few, right? In fact, why not just have the police department, instead of going to Rodman's Neck next to City Island and Orchard Beach in the Bronx, that's their shooting gallery, why not just send them in to Prospect Park and tell them to shoot squirrels? We'll get that guy one way or another. Imagine 5 attacks in just 1 week, and the city officials are hoping he's dead. Well, what if he's not dead, de Blasio?